The Calais Night Mail by Charles Dickens. Narrated by David McCran. It is an unsettled question with me whether I shall leave Calais something handsome in my will, or whether I shall leave it my malediction. I hate it so much, and yet I am always so very glad to see it, that I am in a state of constant indecision on this subject. When I first made acquaintance with Calais, it was as a marauding young wretch in a clammy perspiration and dripping saline particles, who was conscious of no extremities but the one great extremity, seasickness, who was a mere bilious torso, with a mislaid headache somewhere in its stomach, who had been put into a horrible swing in Dover Harbour, and had tumbled giddily out of it on the French coast, or the Isle of Man, or anywhere. Times have changed, and now I enter Calais self-reliant and rational. I know where it is beforehand, I keep a lookout for it, I recognise its landmarks when I see any of them, I am acquainted with its ways, and I know, and I can bear, its worst behaviour. Malignant Calais.